The following shiur has been presented by Harav Moshe Lowy, Rav of the Agudas Yisrael of Toronto, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been dedicated in memory of Rafael ben Sarah and his wife Pauline bat Rachel by their son Rahamim ben Pauline, the Refuah Shlema.
Perik Shloisha Shachlu, Dav Mem Hei, starts Halachas of Zimun. The Gemara says that how do you learn out Zimun? It's a machloikis. Rashi says, "Leonatum gadol Hashem iti and roim Hashem yachdav." Praise Hashem together with me, and Zalashim Rabim, so two with him is three. Bavu says, "Kishem Hashem ekra havu gadol lelakeinu." The pashas, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is that roiv poiskim hold that it's only an asmachta, it's only a drabanan. The zimun is not deraisa, zimun is drabanan. The chazanish, he doesn't know who the roiv poiskim are. And he holds that Zimun is deraisa. The Mabit holds that Zimun of three is drabanan. Zimun of asora is deraisa. The nafkamina would be, first of all, if a katan that is 13 years old, but we don't know if he was hevish deisaris, if it's deraisa, he can't be the one who is mezamen. If he holds drabanan, he could. The nafkamina could also be, if you have two people, one ate kedei sevia, and one only ate a kazayis, so if you learn Zeraisa, the one who ate Kedei Sevi'a should bench. Meshavur passes in both of these cases that since it's only Drabanan that both could bench, there's no difference between Kedei Sevi'a or Kazayis, and the same thing with Katan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minig is that a bar mitzvah boy, 13 years old, you give him the kois to be mezamen, and you have to make sure that he is Hevish Deisaris, but it's only Drabanan, that's a minig. They once asked a stipler by his grandson's bar mitzvah, he said it's better not to give him to bench a bar mitzvah boy because it's a deraisa. And a deraisa, you know, you have to make sure that he is ben chiyuv shnei saris. The minhag of the veld, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan paskins, and that's how it's mashma from Mishnah Berurah and most poskim, that we paskin that it's only drabanan, and they bring from Mesayer Kodesh that a bar mitzvah bocha should bench the day of his bar mitzvah. I know Agorim Yaakov Kamelsky, Tzchon Rocha, by the bar mitzvah boys used to always say they should bench, they should show that they're ready bar chiyuva. So according to most poskim, the way we hold, it's drabanan. Now the Mishnah says that chayov and mezamen, there's a chiyuv to be mezamen. It's a chiyuv. That means if three people come together and eat together, there's a chiv to mezamen, and you're not allowed to leave, like the Gemara brings later here, and also the Mishnah later in Afnun, Einer Shoen L'cholik. They're not allowed to separate the dinners, that there's a chiv mezamen and Einer Shoen L'cholik. And Tosis brings the Rishalmi, that why do you need both L'shoenis, that chayov mezamen and Einer Shoen L'cholik. So Tois says, Chayom al-Zaman means, like Mara says later, if they just sat together, even if they didn't eat kazayas, just if they were kaveyat to eat together, there's a chiv mzaman. None of these people are allowed to leave without benching Zimun themselves. And Kolchkin not to break up the Zimun, but each one also has a chiv for himself. There's a chiv to have the Zimun, and a chiv to be part of the Zimun, and a chiv to make sure the Zimun. And like we can learn later, there's a difference between a zimun of 10 or a zimun of 3. But there's a chiv l'zamen. And Tosfos says, and this which says, Ein Rishon l'zamen is from the Yerushalmi. That's later on, if you weren't kaveyah to sit, to eat, but then you came later and ate together in a kazayas, and you finished the suda together, then the loch is that there's a chiv to be l'zamen, and you're not allowed to leave. Ein Rishon l'cholik. So there's two things on a chayiv that you're not allowed to leave, and there's a chiv zimun. Either if you kaveh it, suda together, there's a chiv of zimun, or later on, if you finish the suda together, then you have to eat a kazayis. And if you finish suda and you eat a kazayis, you also have a chiv zimun, and you're not allowed to leave, and no one is allowed to leave without zimun. So now, the question is, L'alocha l'maisa. You know, first of all, you know, when people come together and sit and eat together, so if they come and are kaveya suda together, and they're all kaveya suda, so even though they didn't eat the kazayis, the second you're kaveya suda and you start eating, you're not allowed to leave without zimun. Or if a person came over, you were eating, and a third person came over, then and he ate a kazayis and finished the suda with you, there's also a chiv that no one's allowed to leave without zimun. What happens if he came over later and he finished the suda before, or the two people finished the suda before? There's no chiv, they could break up, there's no chiv zimun. But still, in halacha, it says it's a mitzvah, and like Gemara says, it's a mitzvah, even if there's no chiv, Pasha the chiv is the Ravan the Gechiv, and like we said before, but it's a mitzvah, to the Zamen, it means it says even in the Gemara, and it's possible like that in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, that if two people ate together, it's a mitzvah, they should try to get a third person to make zimun. So now, local mice are like this. First of all, you know, most people, when they go to chasanas, and they don't want to stay till the end of the chasana. And now there's two shailas. There's a shail of chiyuv zimun, and there's a shail also chiyuv of sheva brachas. And if you come to a suda's chosin, you have a chiyuv to say the sheva brachas. So Ramosha in his chugas brings that the best thing is that when you come and eat, you have kavona, not to be part of the suda, that you not convey yourself to be part of the suda. And he brings rayas that kavona could help. He brings a raya by Beis Goy, if you eat by Beis Goy, or the same thing on Tisha B'Av, when you eat the Suzim of Sekis, Erev Tisha B'Av, that even if you sit together, there's no zimun, because you have kavona not to be kavay yourself to make the bracha together. That's what Ramosha learns. It's not to be kavay for the Suda, it's not kavay to say the bracha. That's what Ramosha holds. And so he says the best eitz is to come and have kavana. I don't have kavana to be kavay myself for the bracha and for the shav bracha. So maybe you can leave before. And Shabrimings al halacha that if a person is eating in a big Suda and there's a minyan and he has to go away for a mitzvah, so he holds that you could go break up and you don't have to have the asara. You can make a zimun of shloisha or shloisha, and that's enough. And so he goes right to that. Not only have to make zimun, you can zimun, you don't have to make a zimun at all. You can leave without zimun. So culturally, you surely could make, if you want, you could make a zimun shloisha shloisha, and that would be even in a case where you didn't have kavana, where you went there and you have to leave. And yeah, you have to leave. You can make a zimun shloisha shloisha. The Chaim Kinevsky Shlita asked his father when he goes to yeshiva and they're eating together, does he have to wait for a minyan? So he said, you don't have to wait for a minyan like the halacha because you have to leave. But so he says, and you just should have kavana, that you not convey yourself to eat with a minyan. But he said, they asked him, could he have the same kavana for shloisha? He said, no, for shloisha you can't have the kavana. For shloisha, you should try to have shloisha, a zimun of shloisha, at least you have the zimun of shloisha. Ramosha holds that you can leave even without any zimun. Others argue on Ramosha and hold that kavana can be oiker. Kavana can't be oiker. The kviyas. You came here and you had kviyas. So you can't be oiker the kviyas. You have to be there. You can't be oiker kviyas. Others hold that the best thing would be that you wash before everyone else washes. You sit down and wash before other people sit down and wash. And you finish your suda, your kazayas and everything before everyone else finishes. And then you can leave. Because what's kaveya, the chiv zimun, is either if you sit down together to eat, or you end the suda together. If you make sure you don't end the suda together, and you don't eat to start together, so then you're not part of the kviyas. So probably this would be make strengthening Ramosha's kavana. That you're not only your kavana, you're doing a maisa to show that you're washing fast. You go fast wash before everyone else goes and washes, to show I'm washing myself but not everybody else. And you finish eating before everyone else finishes eating, and you don't wait around till the end. So then there's no chiyuv. If a person finishes eating even finished early, but then you wait till the end and you have a chiv, you're not allowed to leave anymore. But if you finish and you eventually leave, then there's that to leave. The same thing the shaila with Bacham and Yeshiva. The Bacham Yeshiva is coming together, sitting together. So some people make a chiluk in Shabbos and the week. There's Shabbos where you all come together, Yoytze Kiddush together, Yoytze Lechemishim together, the whole Olam is together. So then you convey yourself to eat with a minion. So the shaila, you're not allowed to leave before the venture of a minion. And especially if you Yoytze Kiddush with everybody, Yoytze Amoytze, then you can't even have Kavanah, I don't want to, because you're part of the Olam. If you make your own Hamaitzi, and you have Kavanah right away, I don't want to be part of the Olam, I make my own Maitzi, my own Kiddush, my own Maitzi, and you finish before everyone else finishes the Suda, and you wash yourself, then you're showing that you're making your own Suda, then you also don't have to. But Tashas is not your part, the same thing the weekdays. If the whole Olam doesn't come together to eat, the people come, you know, and so some people hold that the whole Olam is eating together, you should try to venture the minyan and at least make a zimun. But others hold that since it's made when you come in and out, you're not coming to specially pikaveya to eat with others. So zikha it's a mitzvah to do zimun. There's no chiv. Zikha it's a mitzvah to do zimun. And one person could ask to other people who are eating together with him, you know, and they could bench with him. And there's no, even if you hold there's no chiv, there's still a mitzvah. But if a person feels that he can't bother people, then he could bench himself. But really, like a tchila, if it's not if everyone's eating together and finishing together, they should make a minyan. And if you're not waiting till everyone finishes, at least make a zimun. If that's hard, also you have omat misaymus that you don't have to. There's no chiv zimun. They're sending in a restaurant, for sure, a restaurant where everyone goes eats in his own table. So for sure there's no chiv. A mitzvah you could have, but there's no chiv. You could be mitzvah about this. In a hotel where everyone goes to eat together the meal, but still it's, you don't wash the same time. Everyone washes a different time. And everyone could bench on his own. There's also, if it is not, meaning is not everyone to bench together, the chile should try to, if you can make a minyan, or the chile zimun, but if not, you can leave it out. So this today's shir is about the halachas of zimun, the halachas of chiyuv zimun, and the bunch of shahab that we should always be able to gadol Hashem yitin roim shayachdu b'zoicha to gadol Hashem and b'zoicha to regula b'meir b'meir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.